Shalom Aleichem. Welcome everyone as we prepare for Chag of Matan Torah, a time of great joy for Klal Yisrael, tempered by great concern for the situation in Eretz Yisrael and the welfare of Achenu B'nai Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael and of all of the children in Eretz Yisrael who are facing a difficult time again after a very, very difficult year. Hashem Yirachem. Let's start by discussing Shavuos. There are really two faces to Shavuos. Shavuos is Ma Matan Teresenu, which is of course what's foremost on our mind. But also, as the Torah points out, the end of Sfiras HaOmer, not only the counting of the Omer, but in the agricultural cycle, the Omer, which is brought on Pesach, is the beginning of the time that Yidden eat from the new crop. The Shtei Alechem on Shavuos is the beginning of the time that Karbanos, Menachos, are brought into Beis HaMikdash from the new crop. And therefore, the Omer, or the Pesach Shavuos period, is the Chag HaBikurim. It's the time that new things are brought first in our homes and then in the Beis HaMikdash. So these are the two aspects of Chag HaShavuos. The Gemara in Menachos, Daf Mehei Amud Aleph, makes the following comment. The Gemara observes that the carbon of Shavuos is brought in Parshas Emor and in Parshas Pinchas. And the Gemara says, Yachol hein hein kvasim hamurim kan hein hein kvasim hamurim beparshas apikudim. I would think it's the same carbon. The Shavuos carbon that's mentioned in Emor and the one brought in Pinchas, is it the same? Be careful. Amrit kashata magia eitzel porim ve'elim einam kain. If you think when you have a sedra, you'll see it's not the same. Why? In Emor, it's one par and two elim. In Pinchas, it's two parim and one ayil. Says the Gemara, Ela halol uboin beglal atzman, v'halol uboin beglal lechem. What the Gemara is saying is that there are two parts to Shavuos. There's the glal atzman, there's the yomtif itself, Chag HaShavuos of Matan Torah, and there's the yomtif of Yom HaBikurim, the Shtei HaLechem, which is brought together with the two parim. So therefore, what the Gemara is saying is the following. We have the Yom Tif of Matan Torah of Shavuos, which is mentioned in Parshas Emor with the other Yom Tovim. And then we have the Yom Tif of Yom HaBikurim, Bakrivche Mincha Chadoshim. Pinchas, it says clearly, that we're talking about a Yom Tif to be Makriv, a new Mincha. Pasuk in Pinchas says, V'yom HaBikurim, Bakrivche Mincha Chadoshim, La Hashem, B'Shavuos Eichem. Yom Bikurim is the day you bring the new mincha to Hashem, b'shavuay seichem, on your Shavuos. So there are two faces to Chag HaShavuos. Why do we eat milchiks? Why does Klal Yisrael have a meaning? We find two reasons. The Ramah says, because we bring beis halechem, shtei halechem, there are two breads offered on Shavuos from the new crop. So therefore, we have two lechem, a fleishiga bread and a milchiga bread. We eat both. That doesn't mean the bread is fleishiga milchiks, but it means a bread eaten with fleishiks, a bread eaten with milchiks. So it's connected to shtei lechem. Mishnah Berurah brings a second reason. Because at Matan Torah, when Moshe Rabbeinu came down, Klal Yisrael had milchiks. They didn't have kosher fleishiks ready for them. One reason based on one aspect of Shavuos, and one reason based on the other aspect of Shavuos. So that, we have these two parts to the Yom Tov we're about to begin. The question is, why mix it together? Kabbalah Satira. The main moment in the history of the world, accepting the Torah of Sinai, has to be mixed with an agricultural holiday, with the celebration of the bringing of the new crop, and making the new crop usable. Why mix Matan Torah with anything? The answer is there's a message. As Rav Pam used to say about Shavuos, the Gemara says that every Yom Tif, if you want, can be Kulay LaHashem. It could be a purely spiritual yantif, except Shavuos. HaKoyo Maidim Ba'atzeres Debi'inan Lachem. Everyone agrees on Shavuos, you need Lachem. Why Shavuos? Why Matan Torah? You have to have things you enjoy. Somebody might make a mistake and think that Olam Hazeh is a contradiction to Matan Torah, that the pleasures of this world are somehow not in line with the serving of the Ribbono Shel Olam. HaKol Maidim Ba'atzeres Debi'inan Lachem. No, by Matan Torah. The Torah is given to be observed in the world, not as a contradiction to the world. And therefore, everyone agrees on Shavuos, you have to have a geshmaka meal, something that you enjoy. And therefore, there is a mixing of the Yom Tif of Kabbalah Satayra with the Yom Tif of a Yid who works in Olam Hazeh, works the land, does the 10 mitzvahs that a person has to do to bring bread. It's a more than 10 mitzvahs, but at least 10 mitzvahs. It says that when you make hamaitzi, you should hold the bread with 10 fingers. Connected the 10 mitzvahs that have to be performed in order to bring bread to your table. And that's why it says the bracha of hamaitzi has 10 words in it. Because when you look at a piece of bread, you're looking at a mitzvah, at 10 mitzvahs. And it's not a contradiction to Matan Torah to have the good gashmias of Olam Hazeh, as long as it's done in the spirit of the Torah. Along those lines, the Chasam Sofer is a kasha regarding Megillas Ros. Boyaz, we're told, Zu Aftzad, that was the Nasi. He was a Shaifet. He was a judge of Klal Yisrael. And he was a man in his 80s. What's he doing working in the field? What's he doing working in the field and sleeping in a tent in the field? Why isn't he home in the Beis Medrash and have his workers do their work? And for the Chasam Sofer, because working the land of Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael includes working the land, the Chasam Sofer, it's a mitzvah, she'ev sh'ayde shliach. He says, it's ev sh'ayde shliach. This is what it says in the Chasam Sofer, Amigilus Rus, which is taken actually from the Drush of Chasam Sofer. He says, it's a mitzvah, that's why he worked the land. Not a stira to Torah. It's with Torah that we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have the geshmak of Olam Hazeh. So we stay up Shavuos night and we learn. And with it, we have refreshments. We have things that make us feel good in our Avodas Hashem. Let me move on to a second thought regarding Chag HaShavuos. It's been noted that we celebrate Matan Torah at the first Luchas. The first Luchas were broken. Logic would dictate to observe Matan Torah when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the second Luchas, Rosh Chodesh Elul. And we say no. It's one long lesson from the beginning of the first Luchas until the second Luchas came down in Yom HaKippurim, 120-day lesson of Matan Torah. The last words of the Torah are La'enei Kol Yisrael. Rashi says it goes on the breaking of the Luchas. When the Torah ends, it's Meramis to us Moshe Rabbeinu's great accomplishment. He broke the Luchas. There's a kasha on this. That's Moshe Rabbeinu's great accomplishment. He broke the Luchas. Moshe Rabbeinu did so much. That's what you remember him for. For breaking the Luchas, it doesn't seem to make any sense. Remember Moshe Rabbeinu for taking us out of Mitzrayim, for going up and receiving the Torah, for davening for HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time. What's going on? I once saw in the Sefer Teres Chesed, he says, an incredible pshat. He says that Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the Luchas. Klal Yisrael was serving the ego. Hashem didn't say break the Luchas. Shloisha Devarim also Moshe Rabbeinu Midaitai. There are things Moshe Rabbeinu did on his own, the Gemara says in Shabbos Beizayin. He broke the Luchas on his own. Vayakadosh Baruch Hu Hiskim Imai. Hashem said, you're right. He didn't have to break the Luchas. The Luchas has a parsha of tshuva. He could have brought down the Luchas. That Klal Yisrael do tshuva. Moshe Rabbeinu said no. Moshe Rabbeinu taught Klal Yisrael, there are times in life where you can get something. But if you wait you're patient and you prepare properly, you could get something better. When it comes to ice cream, take the ice cream you get now. If it's going to take patience and work to get better ice cream, no. Yeah, take the ice cream you got. That's good enough. Good enough is for Gashmias. When it comes to Kabbalah Satayr, Meshra Rabbeinu said, what? A B'di'eved Kabbalah Satayr? I'm going to bring down Luchas that are going to involve doing tshuva to be Mekabel the Luchas. No. Meshra Rabbeinu broke the Luchas. He said, we're going to start all over again. We're going to get new Luchas. We're going to have a new Kabbalah Satayr. It's better to wait and do it right than to accept a b'di'eved in things that are ruchnias, that are spiritual. Yashakaya shashibarta, Moshe Rabbeinu taught us that things should be done in the lechet chila dikaifin, in the best way when it comes to the serving of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's a lesson. A lesson in our service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to do it in the most lechet chila dik way. Let me not forget Parshas Bamidbar. We're talking about Har Sinai, Matan Torah. Parshas Bamidbar starts with it. Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe b'Midbar Sinai. Why is it mentioning Midbar Sinai? Maybe because the Kaddish Baruch Hu knew that Parshas Bamidbar will come out around the time of Kabbalah, of the Simcha of Kabbalah Satayra. But what's the lesson of Bamidbar Sinai? Says the Bereshis Bamidbar Rabbah. It says Bamidbar Sinai, that a person who wants to be a Kabbal Torah may samatz make a midbar. He has to make himself hefker like a midbar. Can't be too makbid on his own things. The lesson here is if you want to have atzlacha and serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, may samatz make a midbar. You have to put aside your own personal needs. You have to put aside the ani of the person. The my needs have to be second most important to the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It has been noticed, has been noted, that in Parshas Chayesara we learn about the extraordinary work of the Shadchan, the extraordinary Shadchan, Eliezer. Eliezer goes, Eliezer travels, Eliezer does, and people ask, guess how many times it says the name Eliezer in Parshas Chayesara? And the answer is, zero. It doesn't say his name once. It says Eved Avraham all the time. Vayomer Eved Avraham, Vayelech Eved Avraham. Never says Eliezer. You know why Eliezer had such great hatzlacha? Because there was no ani, there was no me. He was Eved Avraham, and he did what he had to do. Klal Yisrael, we have to be Avdei Hashem. We have to serve the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And with that approach, we go to Midbar Sinai, we go to Har Sinai, we go to Kabbalah Satayra. Put aside the ani. I know, it's hard to stay ashuas by night. Much, much more enjoyable to go into a comfortable bed. Ani, no. Imagine if, God forbid, chas v'chalila, all of Klal Yisrael were like you, and they all went to sleep shuas by night. It would be a reenactment of the disaster that happened the first time. Who are the ones in Klal Yisrael that are going to stay up and go to the Beis Medrash? Other people. You. You go to the Beis Medrash. You do what you have to do. This time, Shavuos is Sunday night. Working people, for the most part, are off on Sunday. Unless they're accountants. Working people are off on Sunday. Take a nap. Prepare. Shloshes Yimei Hagbolah. Take 3 days of naps. But by Matan Torah, you got to be awake. You got to be there. Klal Yisrael needs you. Put aside the ani, may samas may kamidbar, then you'll be able to have a proper Kabbalah Satur. And as we march towards Kabbalah Satur, let's daven, Kadosh Baruch Hu should give seichel to those in Eretz Yisrael. They should ignore the kechi vaitzim yadi of wanting to do everything on their own. They should be careful with the lives of Klal Yisrael, with the neshamas of Klal Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us. We should have a siyata d'shmaya. Our enemies should kill each other and leave us alone. If only they would fight a little more among themselves That would be wonderful. If only Klal Yisrael would not fight among themselves. That would be wonderful. We have to get there. Bezras Hashem, to have a wonderful Chag HaShavuos. Hashem should help that by the time Shavuos comes, this sorrow should have passed, and we should be able successfully to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'simcha rabba. I wish everyone a guten Shabbos, a guten Kabbalah HaTorah. Make it happen.